like in most elections, I'm caught in between of who's telling the truth, who's not telling the truth, who can do what they say they're going to do, and who can't do what they say they're going to do. It's the unknown again. But because of the significance of what the economy is, the situation of the United States and worldwide now, I'm really apprehensive about anybody who becomes the President of the United States. I lean towards McCain. And again, like a lot of people probably, are we going to be falling into the same old last 4 years or 8 years that's been going on? Are we going to fall in there, or are we actually going to move on, move forward, and start bringing back the ideal of what government is supposed to be? And so I'm just apprehensive about the whole situation right now, the whole election.
And what are the qualities in Senator McCain that resonate for you, or at least give you more confidence in his leadership?
As a politician, as him being a politician, he appears to be trustworthy. He is respected. His values of personal responsibilities I can identify with. His attitude of the right and wrong things to do in connection with what is right for the majority as opposed to what is right for a selected few appears to be, those are the main qualities that I like about it.
One of the things that people keep bringing up to me is that they've never felt that things were as polarized as they are right now between the people who support the different candidates. Do you find that when you get together with people of opposing views or someone who might support someone else, that the discussions are more strained or more difficult than they used to be?
Yeah, I do too.
Yes. You find that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to the point to where we both are extra careful to avoid any political discussions because
really?
Of it. Yeah. Because of the polarization.
Change your relationship with people that you love and care about and want to keep in touch with and want to still be a part of. Their views are so different from yours, it can alienate you from one another. And that's a shame. Yes, absolutely. I mean, look at what we expect of Congress. We expect them to reach across, right? So if we can't do it as individuals with our families and friends, how do we expect them to do it? And we do expect them to do it. So it's an issue.
It's a
real problem. It's a problem for us, and it's a problem for them representing us.
I think the different philosophies right now, which have been traditional since I've been around anyway, of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, the Democrats seem to be going more and more and more toward a socialistic environment, desire for socialistic reforms. You know, and the whole nation, not just us. What's driving that? Maybe it's always been there in maturity, you're a little more aware of it, or is it the fact of so many immigrants into the country now and a burning desire to redistribute the wealth of the country? You know, that's my favorite. I just love that. But I am a staunch Republican, have been, always will be, and I am having absolutely difficulty with Mr. McCain. I mean, I won't vote Democrat because I don't like the socialistic approach that they want. And I'm sick and tired of paying taxes for everything. And it hits. Every time it's not going to hit, quote, the middle class, it comes to us. And we're a fine example. We both retired. We didn't get an economic stimulus refund check. Guarantee you I'm going to get stuck with this next tax that comes through. Mm-hmm. This stuff is terrible. I'm sick and tired of paying for those people who don't want to or can't provide for themselves, okay? Or try to provide for themselves. If it's the economy and people are out of jobs, then yeah, we need to do things. That stuff has to happen. But getting back to McCain, he is so locked up on his 3x5 speech that I'm getting. You've lost it, old man. I mean, you're just, you know, he's not that much older than me, but I mean, he only knows one thing to say. I was a prisoner of war, and I'll do right. And, yeah. And what are you going to do about energy? The worst possible explanation. Drill and nuclear.
Yeah.
Nuclear? Are you out of your friggin' mind? And I say that only because I happen to believe we do need nuclear energy. I worked in that area before, but not nuclear weapons. But that's what people are going to hear. They're going to hear nuclear weapons, not nuclear energy.
Mm-hmm.
And but he just keeps coming back. In the debates the other night, when he said that, I fell off my chair. Sent an email to my daughter saying, get ready. He's going to be 8 years a Democrat now because he just did himself in again.
Yeah.
And he continues to do that. So I'm saying, well, is he too old, maybe? Is he losing it? Or is that just the Republican view of life now, and they're going to continue down that? Right? He should have gotten off. He can still believe it, but why repeat it? If they repeat it, does that mean he's so narrow-minded that that's all he knows, and he won't consider other options because that's the best solution for him? Or will he honestly go in with an open mind? One story, and I'll stop talking. But Obama's being criticized for, I'll meet with anybody without preconditions on that. Both of us spent our whole career working in negotiating foreign governments and foreign countries. That's what we did. Okay? If you don't talk to somebody, I'll guarantee you, you're going to stay locked up, period. You don't have to have preconceived. You don't have to do that. Go in and talk. Then you can draw your conclusion and say, sorry, pal, that's not going to work. We can't have that. And then on the other hand, you know, the Republican side saying, oh, you're naive. You'd never go into a meeting without preconceived agendas and desires for reaching a conclusion, specific desires. The war. And that's it. It just seems single-minded to me right now. And that worries me, that it's too narrow-minded and too narrowly focused.
And finally, I'd love to get your thoughts on, are there concerns around the Supreme Court nominations, that the three Supreme Court nominations that are going to be coming up, as well as who's good in handling the war going forward? Any thoughts on that? I'd love to hear from
you. Want a female perspective.
I'd love to hear the lady's perspective.
Yeah. I'm a Republican, but I still have a real problem with the Republican philosophy when it comes to women's rights. And I'm very afraid that Roe v. Wade will go away in those Supreme Court appointments if the Republican candidate wins.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I'm still a Republican economically. I still believe in that philosophy of the trickle-down theory. We just need people in positions that can be trusted that we don't have right now. But I have problems with the female perspective of things in the Republican philosophy, both female rights and also religion. I have problems with both of those things about the Republican philosophy and the Supreme Court.
I can't thank you guys enough. This was just wonderful. And when I got off my bike, I would never have guessed that I'd sit down within 2 seconds and get to talk to all of you.
Well, we're keeping you from your breakfast.
It was not even a little bit. Thank you so very much.